Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Tonight, game one of the World Series as rookie sensation Randy Rosarena leads the Rays against Mookie Betts, Clayton Kershaw, and the Dodgers. After a pair of wild seven-game championship series, both teams have their sights set on the Fall Classic tonight, 7:30 Eastern, only on Fox. And guys, it is finally here. How excited are you to watch tonight?
I'm very excited. I think we're just going to keep it going. We're going to stop Tampa because, you know, they're feeling good.
That's how about we?
Yeah. The Dodgers.
Oh, you're a wee now with
the Dodgers. No, yeah, because I'm in L.A. now. Actually, I'm a Yankees fan. But here's the thing. The Lightning won the Stanley Cup, and we do not want the Rays to win the World Series because then Tampa goes, it's our year. Yep. It's our year. Brady got to do it.
Here come the Buccaneers.
It ain't happening.
Go, Dodgers, go. I told you I covered the Garvey Say-Lopes sort of Dodgers of the 1970s,
yes.
And I can't help it. It won me over. I grew up a St. Louis Cardinals fan, but a portion of me still wears a Dodger hat around town because I do love Dodger blue.
All right, Kershaw, you get a reprieve.
Yep.
Now, we need you to be Kershaw in the regular season, in the postseason.
And it's only game one, so it's not.
No, game one. I need him to be Clayton Kershaw, the three-time Cy Young winner and the National League MVP.
That's the
guy I need.
Mm. Yeah, fair enough. And I, as well, Skip, even wear my Dodgers hat around. So, yes, I'm rooting for him. We're all going for the Dodgers. And, hey, it starts tonight. Going to be fantastic. Reminder, 7:30 Eastern on Fox. Be sure to check it out. We all will be. I want to get back to this, though. The Patriots are preparing to face the 49ers this weekend. And New England coach Bill Belichick had high praise for San Francisco tight end George Kittle ahead of the matchup. Belichick lauded Kittle's abilities to run, catch, and block, going as far as to say, quote, he's as good as anybody that I've coached or as good as anybody that we've played against. Strong words from someone who coached future Hall of Famer Rob Gronkowski.
Yep.
For years. So, Shannon, is this a shot at our guy Gronk?
No, it's not. And Gronk is historically great, and I said I believe he's the best tight end to ever play the game. But Coach Belichick is absolutely right. This kid is the same makeup as Gronk. Now, he moves more freely and more effortlessly than Gronk. But if you look at the first 3 years, Kittle has 216 catches, over 2,900 yards, 12 touchdowns. Excuse me. Gronk has 187 catches, over 2,600 yards, 38 touchdowns. Now, the only guy that could score the football like Gronk was Antonio Gates. Gonzo could score the football like that. Mm-hmm. But Gates, nobody could score the football like Gates.
Antonio Gates.
Yeah.
Who Gonzo, Tony Gonzalez.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm calling people their people. I know I'm on a different level. So Antonio Gates from the Chargers could score the ball like, and that was one of the things. I said, man, watching this guy score, I was like, man, I wish I could score like that. Kittle can't score the football like Gronk, but as far as he's complete like Gronk, Gronk can dominate in the run game, so could Kittle. They both was great run after the catch, although I think Kittle's a little better run after the catch. Mm. But Skip, this is no hyperbole. Coach Belichick has been around the game. He also was on the staff where they had Mark Bavaro. And Mark Bavaro was a dominant run blocker who could catch the football, was great after the catch, who had a stretch before he got injured. So Coach Belichick has coached against Antonio Gates. He's coached against Gonzalez. He's coached against like myself. And so for him to say this, he's seen it. And he's not lying, Skip. This kid is good. This kid is as good as we have or we've ever had. In the league at that position. This is no hyperbole. This is no shot at Gronk. Gronk is historically great. He's a member of the All-Century team. But this kid is legit. When I say he's legit, take it from a guy that played this position for 14 years. He is legit.
He is legit. But this was a shot at Gronk. You know it, and what? I know it. And it was not coincidental timing. What happened Sunday?
They play him.
Two things happened. No, but what just happened this past Sunday? While Tom Brady was reviving the career of Rob Gronkowski down in Tampa against Aaron Rodgers and the vaunted Green Bay defense, a team that you said was the best team in the NFC, and it was mostly Brady to Gronk, five big catches for 78 yards that turned the tide in that game. So it was goat to goat because you've admitted he is the goat of tight ends, Rob Gronkowski. Yeah. While that was going on up in, or just it had already happened up in New England, Cam and company lost 18-12. Tom's old number up there, obviously, same number he still wears in Tampa, but it was 18-12. And it was pretty humiliating for Coach Belichick because, wait a second, they gave up 135 yards rushing to Denver, and the offense totaled 288 yards. Not exactly the good old days.
Right.
And they lost to a 1-3 Denver team at home, 18-12. I think that stung him as deep as you can sting. And so he knows exactly what he's doing. And to say he's as good as anybody that I've coached is, it's just completely disrespectful to Rob Gronkowski. He did it at the highest level. He did it in Super Bowl.
But Skip, so hold on. Let me ask you a question. So if I took Kittle and I say, okay, I'm going to give you 10 years of Tom Brady, and I'm going to say, Gronk, you got C.J. Beathard, you got Mullen, and you got Garoppolo. Who you taking?
Well, Gronk's already been there and done it.
Exactly.
That.
That's my point. Look what this guy's doing it with. That's why we gave DeAndre Hopkins so much credit. When we say, okay, Julio, you're unbelievable. I still believe Julio's the best. You got Matt Ryan, Michael Thomas. You got Drew Brees.
I'm talking about the highest level of competition. Do you remember just a couple of years back, overtime at Kansas City, AFC title game?
Yes.
Three straight 3rd-and-10 conversions. Brady threw two of them. The last two went to Rob Gronkowski.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yes.
And then what happened in the subsequent Super Bowl that year against the Rams? Game-winning drive in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
And I think three of those passes went to Rob Gronkowski. And the big one was the 29-yarder down to the 2-yard line that won the game.
Skip, I loved this. And Kittle played in one Super Bowl. They lost. But this kid is as advertised. If you watch him on tape and you watch the way he runs and the fluidity in which he runs with, and you watch how he can dominate in the run game, and that's what Coach Belichick sees when he talks about this kid, is that what he saw with Gronk. Gronk could dominate in the run game. Now, this kid moved with more fluidity. Gronk is a little more lumbersome.
He is.
Than this kid. This kid is fluid.
And I know this kid will block, but he can't block like Gronk. Gronk is like an extra offensive lineman.
Yeah, I'm telling
he
you.
Is really good.
No, Skip.
Powerful.
Skip, this kid is legit. This kid, hey, I'm telling you, Skip, I promise you, he's every bit the equal of Rob Gronkowski. He doesn't have the accolades, Skip. He doesn't have the, you know, the 3 Super Bowls and things of that nature. Skip, this kid is legit. I promise, Skip, he is legit.
I got that, but he hasn't been there and done all of that.
No, but Coach Belichick is not saying that. Coach says he's as good as anybody I've coached or been around. He's saying when I watch him on tape and I look at the things that he's doing, he's every bit as good. See, Skip, sometimes, Skip, we get caught up and says, well, if the guy doesn't have a championship, he's not any good. That's bulljive. That kid there is for real, for real.
Okay, I got that. But it's disrespectful for him not to say it a different way because
I ain't supposed to say it.
You have to acknowledge that you did coach the widely acclaimed GOAT tight end.
So if he said I coach
you,
Gronk,
you have to say
and the guy is every bit as good. You gonna say see he's taking a shot at it?
No, you simply say it differently. You say it, but he knows exactly what he's very calculated. He'd already thought this through. He knew what was going to come because it was going to take some of the onus and focus off that stinker that happened up at New England when they fell to, what are they now, 2-3?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what New England is?
Yep.
2-3 versus 4-2 Tampa that suddenly looks like the best team in the NFC versus a team that's going to struggle to win its division in the wake of Brady and Gronk up in New England.
I give you
You have to say, we all know that Rob Gronkowski played this position at the highest level and helped us win Super Bowls here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You could argue whether he helped win 2 or 3 Super Bowls.
Well, one of them, he Atlanta, he didn't even play.
That's correct.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
And the Wes Welker one where Wes dropped the ball.
Right.
He tried to play on the bum ankle.
Ankle, yes.
Except then he danced after the game, which was not that
good. Without a good look.
Okay. So you have to acknowledge what that man achieved because this sounds like this guy's as good as Gronk, right? It's dismissive.
Okay. Wade Phillips, I know Wade very well. And here's some of the guys that Wade has coached. J.J. Watt, who's a defensive player of the year 3 times. Bruce Smith has won it twice. Reggie White's won it twice. Aaron Donald's won it twice. Von Miller was defensive player of the Super Bowl, MVP of the Super Bowl. Bryce Pop was defensive player of the year. Ricky Jackson. is in the Hall of Fame. Now, all these guys, except Bryce Pop, will be in the Hall of Fame. They ask him about Aaron Donald. He says, Aaron Donald is as good as anybody that I've ever coached. He's coached Reggie White. Is Reggie White any good? He's coached Bruce Smith. Is he any good? He's coached J.J. Watt. He said the same thing about J.J. Watt. That's not to dismiss those guys, Skip. But when you look at it, and people ask him when he first got J.J. Watt, they say, Wade, do you think J.J. Watt's going to be a bust? He said he'll absolutely be a bust in Canton.
I heard.
That's what he's saying. So when you think about what Wade has coached, when he says this guy is as good as anybody that I've coached,
okay, but all those guys you list, they didn't go away and come back to haunt Wade. It didn't become me versus them. What's the biggest storyline of this NFL season? The biggest one by far is Brady versus Belichick.
Right, yeah.
So all of a sudden, it's big advantage, Brady right. and Gronk,
right.
obviously, but Skip, in Tampa.
Even though Gronk came back, he's a footnote in the Belichick-Brady saga. You know what I'm saying? As great as he is, the storyline is that, okay, and Gronk. But the storyline is Coach Belichick and Tom Brady. Coach Belichick and Tom. And that's what it is. Because Gronk could have done what he's done. This is all about those two. And if Brady wins a Super Bowl, Gronk will win one too. But it's Brady and Belichick. It's the two B's. Who's most responsible? Because remember, Skip, this goes back to 01 before Gronk even got there. They've been tug of war for this. No, I mean, no, you, no, I.
I got it. But remember, Rob Gronkowski made the Pro Football Focus All-Pro Team of the Week.
Yes.
So he was number one.
Yes.
He was the tight end
yes.
this week because he had a monster game. Five big catches and a touchdown.
So what was Kittle? Did you see Kittle?
Yeah, he was great. He was great. Okay.
Skip, I love Gronk. I think Gronk is unbelievable. But this kid.
Kittle is on the rise. Gronk is legend.
Skip.
Legend.
He's
and it was a living legend on Sunday in Tampa. You had goat throwing to goat taking over the game.
Skip.
You can't get much goatier than that.
Skip, when you heap praise on someone else, that doesn't mean you diminish the other person.
Okay, but there's a way to say that.
How?
You know it and I know it.
How?
He wanted to take a little. He knows exactly. He's as calculated a speaker to the media as there has ever been. He thinks it through. He thinks of every question that could be asked, and he has his stock on to Cincinnati answers, unless he wants to gush about somebody, and there's always method to the madness and the gushing.
He'll gush about Mahomes. He said the kid is as talented as anybody. He is.
Mm.
He ain't lying. You want him to lie. He did not lie. He didn't take a shot at Gronk. Mm. We know Gronk is historically great.
Mm.
Gronk is a transcendent tight end. But Skip, this kid is on his way. Now he might not get the act. He might not have the Super Bowls.
Here's the painful irony of this.
What?
Did Belichick ever rave about Gronk while he had him like this?
He doesn't do that.
Did he ever rave about Tom Brady while he had him? The way he raves about my homeboy.
He raved about old Cam.
About Cam in ways he never raved about Tom Brady.
Yeah, he don't want you to get a big head.
Really?
You know that's what happened. Y'all get the big head, I start gushing. Because you have to understand, when it comes to filling out all-time ballots as far as players and coaches and GM, what coach they always go to?
Mm.
That guy.
Mm. So Tom Brady played the AFC Championship game against Jacksonville with 20 stitches in the palm of his throwing hand from an injury he suffered the Wednesday before. Not exactly open-heart surgery, right?
Okay.
Not exactly open-heart. Are you kidding? It's close.
No, it's not.
That's pretty. For a quarterback playing in the AFC Championship game, it's
close. Well, I'm going to do it like you always tell me. If Tom Brady says it, Tom Brady does it, I'm going to take it to my bank.
Mm.
If Coach Belichick says it, I'm going to take it to the old Shannon Sharp bank.
Okay.
It's cryptocurrency. Untraceable.
You be the gullible. you can swallow it hook, line, and sinker.
Stop thinking that every time Coach Belichick says something, he's taking a shot at Brady or he's taking a shot at Gronk.
Hey, what they did Sunday, that hurt Bill Belichick.
Skip, they won
that
the game.
Stung him.
Skip,
right to the core.
So what about the week? What about when they won it? And what about they won opening week and then y'all guys lost?
Mm.
I
told you it's going to be week to week. Advantage Belichick, advantage Brady and Gronk.
Yeah, I love to see, finally, the Gronk-Tom connection, you know, the celebration. He said he admitted he needed some work there with the spike, but hey, he's back.
I think he hurt his arm
or something. He's a good player, he's a good teammate around here.
Gronk.
Because he normally spikes it with his right.
Oh, exactly. He did.
Left.
Yeah.
No, it was a little off, but he got the touchdown. That's what matters, guys.
No mercy.
When it comes to travel,
We all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place, whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this: crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right. Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew. Ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids. Just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
The Cowboys' first game without Dak Prescott couldn't have gone much worse as Dallas got blown out 38-10 by Arizona last night. Andy Dalton threw 2 interceptions while he tried to keep the Cowboys afloat, and his only touchdown of the night came in garbage time with less than 3 minutes left. Dalton could never find any rhythm pushing the ball down the field, finishing with less than 5 yards per pass attempt. So, Shannon, could you please give Andy Dalton a letter grade for me?
You know what he gets, Skip?
What?
F.
Guess an F?
F. I can't even give him incomplete, say he's something to build on. No.
Well, then he's in good company because you gave Dak Fs down the stretch. You gave him 7 in the last 13 games.
At least Dak would come back and make it look respectable, make you think he had a chance to win. At no point in time, Skip, when that game was 14-0, you thought Andy Dalton was going to bring that team back. At least Dak gave you hope. You're like, I got a warrior. I got a guy that can bring it back because you've seen him. You saw what he did against Atlanta. Mm. We've seen him come back and win a few of these games, but we've also seen him come. But I'm looking at Andy Dalton. Skip, he was terrible. And there's such a huge drop-off between Dak Prescott and Andy Dalton. Now people are getting up here, oh, Dak. Skip, this is terrible. What was he, 34 or 54 for 260? You mean to tell me you threw the ball 54 times and you didn't even get 300 yards?
Mm.
Even after the fact, but I love the fact that Vance Joseph, who was a former head, hopefully he gets another opportunity to crack at being a head coach. Skip, they didn't back off. They kept bringing pressure. They up 21-3. They up 28-3. I don't care. I'm coming. I'm going to make you make decisions quickly. Skip, I just think, for me, there's a big reason why Andy Dalton played 13 games last year. The Cincinnati Bengals were in position to get the number one overall draft pick. That happened under Andy Dalton's watch. So this notion that all of a sudden Andy Dalton is going to be something that really we haven't seen in, what, 4 or 5 years? We talk about, okay, his first couple of years, first 3 or 4 years, Skip, he was double-digit wins. What was he the last 3 or 4 years? Double-digit losses. Okay, that's it. That's who he is. So to think this notion that all of a sudden Andy Dalton is going to be this lifesaver, Skip, he's a guy that if Dak were to miss a game or two, he could fill in. But now Dak is gone for the rest of the season, and you're asking Andy Dalton, bro, I need you to, you know, no, I don't see that happening. Mm. Andy Dalton is who I thought he was, and I'm not surprised this was the outcome that you got.
Mm. I will give you this. Andy Dalton is not Dak Prescott. I said that from the start. But what I will not give you is this. Andy Dalton is not bad. He is not terrible.
He's not good. So what are you in the middle?
He's pretty good. And by the way, I actually thought under the circumstances, I got to get a new TV, but I thought he was pretty good last night.
Skip, he threw two picks.
I was actually pretty happy. Skip. Well, the first pick was not a pick. It was a tackle. Drake Kirkpatrick tackled.
And it was a pick.
Well, okay, does it count?
Yes.
Yes, it counts. Was it a pick? Skip. No, it was not. Was it a bad idea by Andy Dalton? It was not.
He should have had three. The linebacker dropped another one right in his hands.
Okay, that was early.
Yes.
In the first series.
Yes.
He double clutched and didn't have a hold of the football and just slipped completely out of his hand.
And your guy, Skip, he stared the guy down. You know, on that first.
On Buda Baker's interception, he didn't stare him down. That was a hellacious break on the ball.
Skip.
Nobody breaks on the ball better than that kid does.
Skip.
Nobody.
Here's the thing. On the other fourth down play that they went to tried to go down, I think it was Amari Cooper, the safety was jumping up and down because he knew he should have jumped on it just like Buda did the play before.
Mm.
That's what he should have done. And he froze. Buda Baker didn't miss his chance.
Huh. So let's put these circumstances back in perspective.
Okay.
Andy Dalton was playing behind an offensive line featuring all backups all the way across the ball, including both tackles, undrafted free agents, one a rookie, one in his second year. They don't even belong in the league, and they're starting at tackle for Ty Smith and Lyle Collins. It's outrageously wrong and impossibly hard to throw Andy Dalton into that fire on Monday Night Football with Vance
Joseph
just bringing the house at him from all angles nearly every play.
What did Pat P say?
And you know what? You know what? I thought Andy Dalton showed amazing escapability. He should have been sacked 8 or 9 times away. Remember what happened to Dak at Atlanta in 2017 when he went down again and again and again and again because of the
suspension, and then they had the left tackle without Tyron Smith.
What was his name? Chaz Green. Oh. It's painful.
He got Claiborne paid.
Yeah, he got him paid. Well, okay, did that happen last night? No, that did not happen. He must have escaped 5 sacks where I said, oh, he's gone down. He's gone down. Even the first little flip to Zeke. I thought he was dead to rights, and he somehow got the ball to Zeke, and I thought he's gone for 20, and he gets stripped.
Okay, but let me
ask you. By Buda.
I just want to know one thing. Bruce Gradkowski, can you tell me the grade that you gave Andy Dalton this week? Because last week you said you gave him the number one grade. He played the best quarterback in the NFL.
He did. He went 9 for 11 for 111 yards.
Okay, what's his grade this week?
You know what? Dallas could be winless without the one because they stole the Atlanta game.
Right.
He stole it back against the Giants. He went 72 yards and 5 plays for the chip shot field goal.
And what did I tell you?
And that was with 52 seconds left.
And what did I tell you? I said the easiest job the quarterback will have is to come off the bench when the team has taken no reps preparing for you. Mm. Vance Joseph got an opportunity to prepare for Andy Dalton.
Mm. I'm giving Andy Dalton a B.
A B?
Absolutely.
Skip, they lost 38-10.
Under these circumstances, how about this? He went 6 for 15 on third down. That's pretty great when you have no offensive line.
Hold on, Skip. Okay, what was he on first down before the score got out of, hand?
Mm. Well, what was he on fourth down? How about 3 for 3 on fourth down?
Skip, you're down 38. You're down 31-3.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Was it his fault? Who dug him the hole? The best player on the field, number 21, dug him a hole and gave Arizona 2 short field touchdowns to make it 14-0.
I'm trying to figure out, so when the score is 14, okay, Zeke turned the ball over, it's 14-0. Can you tell the people at home, Andy Dalton, what did he do after that? So the score got to be 14-21-3.
Yep.
Okay, so 28-3. What was Andy Dalton doing?
He drove them pretty well, but they kept going backwards. Penalties, bad plays, bad mistakes.
Was he out there?
Yep, he was out there. Wasn't it like a 10-play drive that they had to punt on?
Got nothing.
Yep. Then what happened on the very next play? 80 yards.
It's like your girl, I'm going shopping, and you come back with nothing. Mm. I thought you was going shopping. He did all that long driving, 14 plays, 16 plays, and got nothing.
Yep.
You mean to tell me you've been gone for 4 hours and you come back with nothing?
That was like 4 hours of shopping on Rodeo Drive.
Exactly.
Right?
So he go up and down the field, and you got 10 points, Skip.
Mm.
And you going to get this man a B?
Mm.
I
was impressed.
You got in the right profession. Because had you been a college professor, there'd be a lot of kids out here with degrees that ain't got no business with them because you just passing people to get them the hell out of your class.
Mm.
You just passed that man because he played for your team.
Well,
you
trust me, I didn't have any of those professors in college. Maybe you did.
I did
you
not.
You were an athlete. I was not.
Yep. As a matter of fact, you asked my teammates, I did my girlfriend's homework while you talking.
Really?
Yeah, I was like that.
We always make fun of yourself.
No, I was not in college. They tell you I did her homework.
Really?
Sure did.
Did she pass?
Yeah, she passed. And when I went to the league, I paid for her to stay in school, go to school.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
They might say a lot of things about Shannon, but they won't say Shannon ain't generous and nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I do that. I did that.
Huh. Well, I don't know how. I came from a little public high school in Oklahoma City, and I was cum laude at Vanderbilt.
Well, I don't know how I did that.
Well, I came
from... It was hard.
I had 63 people in my graduating class,
yep.
And I graduated, thank you, Lordy.
Which was what?
I don't know. I might have been 62.
Really?
But I got that degree. I got that paper. I got that diploma.
Was that because you just didn't try?
Nah, I didn't try.
Okay.
I didn't take no books home. I ain't need no books.
Did you not have the capability?
I had the capability, Skip. Yes. You know me, Skip. You know, I was too cool. You know, I had to, you know, want to tell jokes and be, you know, I wanted to be that guy.
There you go. Yeah.
But then when I got to college, all the pretty girls were in class. Mm. So what good me being in my room watching The Price is Right or As the World Turns, Young and the Restless? There ain't no girls there. I had to go to class. Yeah. I'd be in the front, too. Had my briefcase, nice little blazer.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm a tough grader, and I give Andy Dalton a B.
I give him a B.
No mercy.
Somewhat lost in the Cowboys' lackluster showing was Kyler Murray's 3-touchdown performance. Despite completing less than half of his passes, Kyler's full skill set was on display last night, from his 80-yard deep touchdown pass to Christian Kirk to his 74 rushing yards on a combination of design runs and scrambles. So, Shannon, is Kyler capable of winning a Super Bowl?
Skip, I saw some good things I liked last night, but I still need to see more. I don't think he played particularly well, Skip, as far as throwing the football. He was 9 of 22, and for whatever reason, it seemed like he and D-Hop couldn't get on the same page. He had Larry Fitzgerald wide open in the corner of the end zone, Skip, and he overshot him by like 10 feet. So there's some, and when you look at him, he threw 3 interceptions and a loss to the Lions. He had 133 passing yards and a loss to the Panthers. And like I said, last night he did not play particularly well, although he had some highlight plays. So he's young. He needs to get more consistent because he can throw the football. He just needs to get more consistent throwing the football. So to project out, I think he's only going to get better. They'll continue to surround him with talent. I say there's an 80% chance that, but Skip, the talent level, Mahomes is here. Now, the thing is that you'll get the Breeze in the next year. Breeze is probably going to go away. The next year or two, Tom Brady's going to go away. So that's going to increase, you know, Brady kept somebody, those guys, you know, keep a stranglehold on NFC titles. Well, not Brady's in the NFC. So I'm going to say there's an 80% chance, Skip, but I'm not really saying, oh, absolutely, slam dunk, because I still need to see the consistent throwing the football. I don't see that on a consistent basis enough for me to say definitively, yeah. Mm. Like when we asked Mahomes, we asked this question a couple years ago, I was like, absolutely, Skip, there's no doubt in my mind. Mm. I'm not there with this kid yet. Mm.
Absolutely, there is no doubt in my mind he is capable, Kyler Murray, of winning a Super Bowl. I have been on board from the start, from his days at the University of Oklahoma. You have been skeptical from the start. You have come around a little bit, grudgingly, inch by inch.
That run ain't Skip. I'm surprised. But the thing is that what I saw, he's not going to let you get no hit on him. If you get close to him, he's like, okay, I give up.
That is correct. Most electric feat I've seen since Barry Sanders. That's what I said when he was at OU. Also, incredibly clutch and tough-minded in the clutch. And listen, without his best receiver, Hollywood Brown, in that Orange Bowl national semifinal against St. Nick's defense, I'm going to remind you, he threw for 308 and 2 touchdowns and ran 17 times for 109 yards. So that's 417 total against St. Nick's. Well, again, Saban's defense tends to give up a lot of yards sometimes, even though they'll outscore you, which they did that night. Mm-hmm. And it was basically a mismatch because OU's defense was all-time bad.
It still is.
It still is. But the point is, his arm isn't just good. It's big.
Yeah.
For such a small man, and I always love Cliff Kingsbury's line, he's been small all his life. Yeah. It's not like he just woke up today and he's too small.
Yeah, you know,
he's
honey, always I shrank the kid.
He went 42-0 in high school and won 3 state championships playing small.
And he looked just like it. He's running around. I'm watching the clips. He's looking the exact same in high school as he looked on the NFL field.
Okay, same way. They are utilizing his quick feet more this year than they did last year. And what I do love about him is what you point out. He was simply the ninth overall pick in the baseball draft by the Oakland A's, Billy Beane, the great Billy Beane, friend of mine. And they wanted him badly because they thought he could be a star, a gold glove center fielder who could steal bases. Not Billy doesn't love stolen base, but who could run on the base pass.
Yes.
Who could make things happen with his legs, with his feet, and big arm and big bat, had power at OU, showed power. So he's a little power plant of a man who gets how to slide. He like the thing that just haunted me about Robert Griffin III was he never could figure out how to get down.
Right.
How do you actually put your feet first and slide to a stop? Because the rules are rigged to protect you, Robert.
And
just,
you look at,
just
and you
go
look,
down.
And you look at the guy, Skip, that played baseball. Look at Russell Wilson. He get it instantly. Oh. You look at Kyler Murray. They get it instantly.
Yeah, and they drop so fast where he just he gives himself up in a heartbeat where there's not even a threat of, should I finish this or not? There's no finish to the play.
Nope.
The defense is just like, we're out.
Yep.
You gave yourself completely up in a heartbeat.
Right.
So I told you that I only saw him for a year at University of Oklahoma, but I never saw him, and Jenny and I have talked about this on the show, never saw him put himself in harm's way where you said, ooh, Kyler, you can't do that.
No.
Because I'll see some quarterbacks, they just can't get it through their head. You can't do that. You're not going to last long.
I think, Skip, he's like, you know what? At 5'7", whatever it is, 5'7", 5'8", maybe 200 pounds, he's like, man, look here. I'm not trying to run over anybody.
Yep.
And I'm not going to let these big D linemen land on top of me because that's just as bad as taking a shot. 300 pounds falling on a man that size. So you saw last night, Skip, he might have could have come out the backside. He said, no, I'm good.
Yep, I agree.
I get you on third down.
That is true. Yet he's built stout.
He is.
Where he can take whatever punishment he does have to take in the pocket if he gets sacked.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now leading all quarterbacks in rush yards with 320. That's 7.3 per pop. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Every time you take off, if you can get me 7 yards, we're going to win, man. Right?
And the gadgets, Skip, he's a magician with the ball.
He is.
I mean, he's fake. I mean, because he can handle the ball with either hand, you see him, he faked with this hand, and he got the ball in the bootleg coming out the left side with his left hand.
Then he faked the toss reverse and caught it himself. Okay? Right?
He was unbelievable last night.
He leads all quarterback with 6 rushing touchdowns. So he is going to be a fantasy phenom.
Yes.
Right?
So so for the next 5-7 years, he and Lamar Jackson go back and forth. Okay. Because he might get 1,000 yards rushing, Skip.
He might. Listen, that he has a lightning release. The throwing ability is beyond Lamar's throwing ability.
Oh, yeah, no question about
that. And again, as it evolved, but now that he's got D-Hop and all those other, Christian Kirk and Isabella could fly, and all of a sudden you're saying, oh, now he's got
some
weapons.
He's like, they were off. I mean, D-Hop had a miscommunication. Isabella, they had a miscommunication. He's like, why would you break that off? And you got, that was the same route that he hit Christian Kirk on that Isabella broke off.
It was. I don't know.
And they had it on the other side.
Agreed. Agreed.
He's like, let me get somebody here.
When has he played biggest? Against the 49ers and the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. Just check his games out against those two teams. He will compete at the highest level.
Well, Arizona says, if I'm Arizona, if I'm the Bidwell family, I'm trying to get a Super Bowl in Dallas.
Yep.
Because if I get a Super Bowl in Dallas, I get him there. He don't lose on that field schedule.
He does not lose in Dallas forward. I agree.
No mercy.
This weekend, Big Ten football returns to Fox's Big Noon Saturday as Justin Fields and the fifth-ranked Buckeyes take on Nebraska, where I'll be. Coverage begins with a special Big Noon kickoff pregame show live from the Shoe at 10 Eastern, only on Fox and the Fox Sports app. On a night where not much worked for the Cowboys offense, rookie receiver CeeDee Lamb still wound up with 7 catches for 64 yards in the losing effort. Overall this season, Lamb has been doing his best to live up to the famed number 88 jersey, ranking top 10 in the league in both catches and receiving yards. So, Shannon, how impressive has CeeDee Lamb been? You better be honest here.
He's been fine, but he hadn't contributed to winning. I look at the Cowboys. The Cowboys were a team that couldn't pay their mortgage, but they went out and bought a new car anyway. They didn't need offensive help. It has been glaring because as great as he's been, has it contributed to them winning? Where they've been most deficient is on the defensive side of the football. It has been apparent. I get it. Skip, it's hard to pass up something because you feel you're getting such a great bargain. But how good of a bargain is it if you don't, if If you can't stop anyone from scoring the football, I don't see the value that CeeDee Lamb is going to give you. Now, maybe 3 or 4 years from now, you get the defense addressed and you're like, well, we got him in our folds. I get that. But right now, Skip, and if you look at his numbers, CeeDee Lamb, of his 497 receiving yards, 407 of those have come when they were behind. 82%. So.
But they've been behind the whole year.
Ta-da! Which a defensive player could have possibly helped you not be behind the whole year. That's my point, which I've been trying to tell you. Oh, you like CeeDee Lamb. I didn't not dislike CeeDee Lamb. I just thought what the Cowboys needed, CeeDee Lamb wasn't going to give them the value at that spot that they needed. Skip, they need defense. Their defense is atrocious. And even though he's putting up good numbers, really good numbers, they haven't contributed to the overall grand scheme of things, which is winning.
All last year, all I heard from you was, Jerry Jeudy is the best receiver in college football. Yeah. Nope. I kept saying CeeDee Lamb is. So far, CeeDee has 36 catches, which lead all rookie receivers. Jerry Jeudy has 17, 36 to 17. I think I was right about this.
Would you concede that CeeDee Lamb had the better quarterback of the two? Right now. So you take Dak, or would you have, you take Drew Locke, or Driscoll, or Brett Rippin?
I thought they loved Drew Locke, right?
Skip, they might love Drew Locke, but he's not Dak Prescott. Stop this.
Oh, okay.
You know that.
Well, that was, we're going to talk about Tua, who's going to be the starter for the Dolphins. We're going to do that in a few minutes. But he had Tua, Jerry Jeudy had Tua.
Yes.
And he had Devontae Smith and
you guys have, you had Baker Mayfield.
Ruggs and
Heisman Trophy winner, over one overall pick. Kyler Murray, number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner.
Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts last year had only one receiver to throw to, who got triple-teamed every play, and it was CeeDee Lamb. He was ranked sixth overall on the Cowboy board. He fell to 17th. I loved it that they took him because every once in a while, you strengthen your strength.
Okay.
And pretty soon, he will become their best, their number one receiver. And I defy you to show me in this draft, if you're thinking defense, where are you going to go? Do you have a player in mind?
Move up.
Huh?
Move up.
They don't have any draft capital move up.
Yeah, with. They could. Hey, trade some of that net for next year.
So I told you, Kalyvon Chaisson was my next pick. It was who I was sitting on there, the edge rusher from LSU, who always leaped off the screen when I watched him. But he did go to Jacksonville, and I've been trying to track his progress, and there hasn't been much to track.
Right. Jacksonville tanking. Okay. Jacksonville tried to get the kid from Clemson.
So they're 1-5 is Jacksonville. Yeah. And Kalyvon has not started until the last two games. He registered one assisted tackle against the Texans. And against Detroit, he played 55 snaps and registered goose eggs across the board. Yep. He didn't contribute at all in 55 snaps. Well, that's no good. And he's still just a baby trying to figure his way into the league. But could he have helped in the long term? I'm sure he could have. I loved him coming out of college, but I love CeeDee much more. And I was very happy. Jerry sat there and said, I got to do it, and it will only benefit in the long run.
Well, what about right now?
Well, do I wish I had Antoine Winfield Jr., who's lighting it up for Tampa right now at safety? Well, I do, but he went 45th, which was in the second round.
Yeah.
Okay, and six picks later, we got Trevon Diggs, and I think he's been pretty good.
I like Diggs. I think he's only going to get better. He will challenge. He's not afraid of the moment.
Yep.
And, I mean, being in Alabama, you know, you're going to be in big games. You'll be in the bright lights. And so he's not in awe of this. Skip, I just thought that I understand that CeeDee Lamb is a phenomenal talent. But what you need right now, Skip, okay, he might end the season with 1,400 yards, but your defense look like it's going to end the season giving up 35 points a game.
Okay, but I thought we could just outscore everybody on our fairly easy schedule, and so far, so bad.
But see, here's the thing. That's Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma could do
that. That's what they do.
But
that
then
is true.
If you have one turnover, and your team can't stop anybody, like when they played Alabama. They turned the ball over, and then they couldn't stop Bama. The next thing you know, it's out of hand. And that's what we're seeing with the Cowboys.
That is exactly. They sort of mirror each other.
They do, actually.
Except Oklahoma usually wins games until this year. No mercy.